So let's talk to Michael Brown.
Let's talk to Michael
now,
Brown.
Welcome, now you Michael can talk, Brown. Michael Brown.
You can say whatever you want. Now, within within FCC.
I generally conduct myself in that manner. Yeah, okay. I say whatever I want.
Oh, that's good. You should.
Generally.
We all should. Again, you're an artist who is known in these areas, probably mostly for your murals, I would say, which you've been doing for a very long time.
Yeah,
and how many murals do you have?
Since 88. I think the first one got started in 88 and finally got done in 89.
Wow.
So that's a while.
Hmm. Yeah. That is a while.
I like to say 25 years. It might be 24, but, 25 is one of those
close
milestones.
Enough.
It's,
yeah.
How many murals do you have now that are still... Do you know?
I know.
Oh, you don't know.
You do it all full-time for 25 years, and no, you can't know that. How many...
I mean, around here, like in Chapel Hill.
How many...
Just point out a few.
Ectomies can a doctor do and not remember? Well, there, some have gone away. The Downtown Commission, which is now Meg's organization, has a slightly different name, but they started in 89, and we did one a year for about 19
really?
Years.
I did not realize that they started that long ago.
Robert doing Humphreys.
Doing that program. Yeah. Robert
oh,
Humphreys.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
I moved my mouth away from but yeah, Robert was not the original director, but early on he took it over, and we had done one or two by then, and he saw it as a good thing. And he's a very bold, creative guy. He's part of a rock and roll band.
Mm-hmm.
I think he plays sax, and called the Nomads, and they've been together since high school. So he's not afraid of standing up and being out in public with creative activity. So he was the guy that raised the money and used the local connections, and all the local merchants would give, $100, $50, and there were a few behind the scenes donors that would match that. And so we raised a few thousand every year, and I did one every year for 19 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, and that was, and for the last 5 or 6, we haven't done anything in that regard. I mean,
right.
I still continue.
You've done stuff, just not through them.
You can't exactly support yourself on a couple of $1,000 a year for 19 years.
Once I did the first one, I mean, I had been an art teacher, and I had written a number of books and illustrated a number of books.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, children's books.
How cool.
Not the really beautiful ones like you see in the Chapel Hill Public Library, but more like, which, they have some fabulous stuff in there. It's just more like children's how to do it, very simple drawings. Some kids want to know how to knit, and some kids want to have, how to play baseball and look at pictures about how to swing a bat. So, yeah, for a number of years I was doing that. So,
oh, that's so cool.
So I've always supported myself somehow. But when that first Chapel Hill mural got done, suddenly the phone just rang.
Mm.
And it rang off the hook, or not off the hook, but it rang constantly for the last 25 years.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because I shouldn't say this, because the Public Art Commission guy, my good friend Jeff, will get mad, and the planning department will get mad.
Oh, he's probably
but,
not
they
listening.
Function. I don't sign them. I don't put big advertising on them if I can help it. I mean, sometimes I get forced into that. But they function as big advertisements for whether I'm any good or not, and whether people like it and want to call me up and get one.
Right.
And so I'm not a very good businessman, but them just being out there has made a career for me.
Right.
And they started in Chapel Hill.
So you go all over the place now and do your murals, right?
Right now I've got some great local stuff with the Scroggs Elementary. We're shaping that up. It's in its beginning stages to do an entryway to Carrboro with maybe including their new logo.
Oh, cool.
And working with Northside Elementary to do a sculpture, a guy named Larry Short, wonderful citizen, good guy, and he's building one of these large buildings on Rosemary, and he'd like to have public art in which the public actually legitimately participates. So now I go to Northside Elementary 3 days a week and teach fifth grade art. And we're going to make it.
How
and
cool.
Larry's going to help us to get this thing done and put in his building. Meanwhile, I'm scheduled to go to Richwood, West Virginia, Elkin, North Carolina, probably Edenton, all in the spring. And a bunch of other nibbles, and I've spent the last 2 weeks working. The Durham Bulls are rebuilding their ballpark. and they have asked me to just be their, you know, insanely creative schizophrenic person and just come up with ideas. And they want to have them all thought of and wonderful and be manifest by opening day, which is, they're doing a
Of this year.
And I'm calling
in
everybody.
I wish you luck on that one, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm calling in everybody. I know Bob Gaston, an old Chapel, or a Carbro and Chapel Hill character. You may know he did the statue on top of the Art Center of the Angel.
Oh, he did the pig.
He did the hippopotamus that got stolen out of the river. Ah, there's a picture of it she just held up.
Yep.
He did the, you know, the Crook's Corner pig. All
What's
that
his name?
Bob Gaston. He'll probably be coming down because I've got him doing.
Where's he from?
He's from North Carolina, but he came here and made a big splash and did all this great sculpture. Then he went down and did sculpture for the Mardi Gras for 20 years for the big parade.
Oh, wow.
And then he went up and worked for Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and now he's retired. But he did the trees in the library mural project. You know, the Children's Library project with a mural that we
right,
did.
Right, right.
And it has two gigantic, life-size, three-dimensional oak trees going up from the floor and through the ceiling.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I knew Bob since forever, and so I called him. I said, Bob, you want to make me some trees, you know? And he did a great job.
I always wondered who made that angel because I just think it's so beautiful.
Oh, that's Bob Gaston. And, you know, when he's down... maybe I can set up an interview.
That would be great.
When he does the big, gigantic, we're doing a big, gigantic glove in fiberglass that people can sit in, a baseball glove.
And, oh, how cool.
Yeah, I'm sort of designing it, and he's going to kind of do it. And
I
sold it to the Durham Bulls by saying, well, you know, two people can sit in it. It's not a love seat. It's a glove seat. And they loved it. I mean, they just said, oh, yeah, we got to have that. You know,
well, and so, everybody in the world's going to want to sit in it and get their picture taken, you know?
And so I say, put it right where people are waiting to pick up their tickets.
Right.
And that way, you know, the kids won't get cranky. They'll sit in the seat. They won't get so bored. Mom can take a picture.
Right.
And dad can pick up
what a great
tickets.
Idea.
Yeah, so.
Well, it's wonderful that they sort of allow you to let your creative juices flow and come up with ideas for them, you know?
It's my job to think of, and I'm so happy they're willing to pay me to do this.
Yeah.
Pitch some ideas and maybe we'll pay you. They said this time, and the Bulls have been great this way, and American Tobacco, who's part of it, and Capital Broadcast, they just said, look, we know you. We worked with you for a long time. Go for it. We'll pay you. Shoot every, not just ideas for you or to make money. Give us ideas. And it's been one of the more pleasurable 10 days of my working life, actually.
Oh, just that's fantastic.
I don't worry about cost or schedule. Next week, it will be one of the least pleasurable, and we will worry about cost
and schedule.
Well,
it's a good thing you had the last 10 days, then.
Yeah, really. No kidding.
It all evens out somehow, you know?
Yeah, so it's the elementary kids, it's the Durham Bulls and the big deal people with the money, and it's Larry Short, the good citizen. So it's, to quote Jimmy Stewart, I guess it's a wonderful life. I mean, I get a lot of really cool stuff to do.
Right, and you enjoy yourself in the process. What more could you ask for?
I do enjoy myself, although I tend to be a very, I'm very tense and responsible, and so although I enjoy myself, it's very hard to be creative and feel responsible at the same time.
Right.
So yeah, maybe I enjoy myself, and maybe I'm gonna give myself an ulcer. I'm not sure which. To tell the truth, I mean, you asked, you said, yeah. You know,
right.
Time will tell.
Carbro Radio. So we can say anything we want. I mean, maybe I'm gonna get a bunch of doctors from the ulcer clinic. Calling me up soliciting business. I don't know, but you know.
The letters are in the mail as we speak, I'm sure.
I had
it's like when you get a speeding ticket and every lawyer in town.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you were going to say?
Same thing. You know, I did a mistake last year, and boy, did I get letters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've gotten those letters too.
Yeah.
So, how did you start? Did you come here to go to UNC, or are you from here originally, or?
I was discovered under a cabbage. Oh, it was Dickens. I was born. Is that David Copperfield? Something. I was born. Now, we moved down here when I was real little. My father was a lowly, not professor, assistant, or associate, or whatever the ranking system they have over there is. So he was an engineer and making good money, but he felt sort of frustrated emotionally just being an engineer, so he became a teaching professor, and we came down, and then he dragged us all around South America for a number of years, but we'd always come back. So we're kind of from here, and I remember nothing much but here. I used to wander around as a, hey, I'll tell you what, and this is for all you kids out there, the fraternity boys still eat batches and batches of bottles and cans out behind their places. And, you know, if they have deposits, if they still have, like, deposits on them, you get two cents a piece. It's really a great deal. You go behind the fraternity house, get all their bottles, run down to the store, and you can make a couple of bucks a day that way.
Not anymore.
Michael. No. Those days are over.
They get recycled, and the town gets the money.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids.
I remember doing that, though, as a kid. Yeah, gathering up anyway, all this.
Yeah, so
I'm did you
here.
Go to Chapel Hill High then?
Everything. Estes Hills.
Oh, wow.
Phillips Junior High School.
Uh-huh.
Chapel Hill High, where I have a wonderful, huge, gigantic, two-faced tiger at the stadium that they asked me to do.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, I've seen that too, yeah.
Haken, Coralie, Redfoot, and Zach gave a gift to the school, I think. They just gave him we're going to give you a nice thing because you've been good to work with. And they gave him this huge painting of a tiger. But, so I went to Chapel Hill High, and then I did not I was a very successful student with all these big honors, you know, la-di-da. I didn't know any better. I was more interested in girls and playing ball, you know. But I got a bunch of honors, and I got a bunch of offers, and I didn't even apply anywhere.
Oh, really?
A guy from UNC just came and got me. Said, well, school's in 2 weeks. You're coming. I said, okay.
Wow.
I didn't know.
That's
I was
unusual.
18. It was a different time.
Yeah, it was a different time. They didn't, back then, there wasn't the, you know, 14 or 15, what do you call it, valedictorians and all that stuff,
well,
you know.
Oddly enough, that wouldn't have been a problem for me, but I didn't know any better. I was just having fun.
Right,
and
right.
I thought, well, I'd get a job as a dishwasher for a few years, make money, you know, paint some houses. They came and got me, and that was very, I can't believe I was so ignorant of how things.
How lucky you were.
Well, and your parents weren't saying you need to fill out these applications?
There were four other kids, and, you know, going to college is expensive, and they were distracted. Yeah. I mean, they were
successful. So did you get scholarships then? Is that?
A lot of soccer scholarship offers. Oh. UNC didn't offer one, but I was in a daze. I didn't know any better. I mean, if I thought it through, I would have said, I'll save mom and dad some money, and I'll take one of these scholarship offers. I mean, but I didn't, because I didn't know from money. I mean, I worked for money, and I had a few hundred bucks in my bank account.
Right.
I just had this high school amazing All-American this and National American that and governance school this, and I just figured it'd all work out, and I didn't worry about anything. And then Carolina, this guy who's a recruiter, who lived right down the road, just knocked on the door one day.
Wow. You were lucky.
Yeah, because I
and
was stupid.
And it must be awfully gratifying.
Because I was really, I'm acting like I was smart, but I was really so stupid.
Well, we're almost
out
of time.
You don't want to close the, we have 7 seconds for you to
tell
say
me
something
your website
other
address.
Than I'm stupid.
But tell your website address.
I'm stupid and my website address is www.muralsbymichaelbrown.com.
That's fantastic.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks,
Michael. Thank you very much. We might have to do it again.
And we're out.